fairly new company, just got what looks to be an enormous contract. Street Leaf makes, you know, streetlights, but not in the conventional sense. They're solar powered, so they're easy to put up, and you can put them anywhere you want to. And the best thing you could do was hook up with the largest home builder in the United States of America, D.R. Horton. Liam Ryan is CEO of Street Leaf and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, glad to be here, David.
So I would you guys are like 4 years old, and all of a sudden you're with the largest home builder in the United States of America?
Yeah, well, like, we're only 4 years old, but in streetlight years, that's about 30, with as fast as the technology is moving on this side.
So talk about the company a little bit. I mean, it seems simple, is it?
It is simple, and the reason we've been able to grow so fast is we were actually born out of a land development here in Florida. We're based in Tampa here, and basically we just had issues with our local streetlights, and we're looking for a creative solution, and we just kind of dove into this world of solar powered streetlights.
So the technology, has the technology evolved that's made this possible? I mean, why haven't people been doing this for 10 or 15, 20 years?
It's a combination of the technology has evolved to make it not only possible, but like more cost effective than working with like traditional like coal burning streetlight. And it's also just trust. Like, people are trusting kind of solar and battery power technology these days more than ever.
So talk to me about one of your units. You can put it up in 15 minutes, a streetlight?
Exactly. So we don't need any of the upfront infrastructure. So a normal streetlight, you have to dig a hole, run wire, run conduit to each individual streetlight, like stringing basically a big light bulb across a community. Whereas we skip all of that. We just have to dig one hole and just plant one streetlight in, and it's up in 15 minutes.
So is the coverage area as large as a conventional streetlight that we know?
By coverage, do you mean kind of like the amount of light?
Yeah, do you need more of them, or do they cover the same area?
Yeah, so great question. Our streetlights are actually even more efficient as far as throwing more light out there, because we're a fully DC-powered system. So the solar panel, battery, LED all runs on DC power, whereas a traditional streetlight, you're converting AC and DC. So we're not only solar powered, but we're more efficient and throw out more light.
So they on at dark and off at dusk?
Exactly. So basically, once the solar panel stops absorbing any sunlight, that's when the light turns on.
And then how long do they run?
So they run all night. That's as they're designed. Because we're based here in Florida, we've actually overbuilt the systems. So we're making everything hurricane proof down here. So we actually have battery backup to 3 to 5 additional days if there's not enough sunshine in a given day.
So has Horton been testing these in developments? I mean, you wouldn't think they'd just sign this massive contract overnight.
Yeah, so we actually went in a couple local communities here in Florida. D.R. Horton was a home builder in some of those. And so they've kind of seen our journey, seen us progress from just experimenting with this to installing thousands of streetlights at a time. So they've been aware about what we're doing, and it's just been a couple years in the making where they feel comfortable signing this agreement.
So how big is big? How many streetlights will you be selling them?
So the point of this agreement is to make it easy to go in all of their divisions across the country. So we worked with a couple of their divisions here in the Southeast. And instead of jumping through the hoops and replicating that, we basically just cut across and made it easy for all 110 of their divisions to use StreetLeaf. So that was kind of the goal.
So do you retrofit, or is this for new construction?
So with D.R. Horton, it's primarily new construction.
Well, I mean, they build enough that it should be. So I gather there's a way to, these are Wi-Fi connected or something, so you can control them?
So they're not Wi-Fi connected, but they're part of what we call our own internal mesh network, where we can not only control them, but we're always monitoring and operating the system. And if you don't mind me telling you like a quick kind of background story,
sure,
about why we do that, is so when we first launched StreetLeaf, we had like some conflicts with some of the local utility companies that thought we were crazy for doing this. And one of them actually sent two guys out in a lawn chair to kind of throw mud against the wall once they saw like the light didn't turn on the first night. So not only did the light fully work throughout the night, that told us that, hey, as we grow, as we get bigger, we're going to need data to back up what we're doing, because people are going to constantly berate or claim that this isn't working, and we need to have that information to prove them wrong.
And you've got it now.
Yeah, exactly.
So is this a crowded field? Are others doing this?
So we were born out of a land development company. Yeah. We're not from the street lighting world at all. So we just saw an opportunity and nobody else was doing it in a meaningful way. So that's why we pursued it. So we're a very niche kind of solar street lighting company that specifically caters for these type of customers like D.R. Horton.
Well, I would guess that you've had to go to school on this pretty rapidly and find out about lumens and, you know, lithium ion batteries versus the alternatives and that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. When I dove into this, didn't know anything about lumen output or anything about lithium ion batteries or the battery chemistries that we're using in our current products. But you know, you have to learn it fast when you're trying to grow a quick company.
So I was reading about the company. It says you are dark sky approved. What does that mean?
So that's a fancy lighting term for basically we don't put light anywhere besides the road. So dark sky is to reduce light pollution.
Oh, so you're not like on the houses or something. Not shining exactly. In somebody's bedroom window.
Exactly. Not shining into anybody's bedroom window, not shooting light into the air to reduce light pollution, but also making sure the light is going directly down where it needs to.
So are these designed to operate 52 weeks a year, 365 days? What happens if it's cloudy for a long time?
So that's a question we get all the time. And that's why I was jumping around examples when I brought up the hurricane kind of example here in Florida, is that's what we're designed to. So each system is designed not only to last that night, but we have overbuilt the system to have 3 to 5 days of battery backup. So even if it's cloudy for a week, the light still stays on.
For a week?
Exactly. Some of these extreme hurricane events, have overcast for days on days.
No, I don't have a flashlight that'll last for a week. I can't believe you've got a street light that'll illuminate, you know, a street for a week. That's fascinating. So what about the cost to the developer, to the buyer? I mean, are these got to be more expensive than a conventional street light, at least up front?
So that's the really exciting thing about StreetLeaf and about kind of the space that we're in, is like we're one of the few like 100% renewable powered products that I'm aware of that is today more cost effective than a traditional grid tied coal burning alternative. So our lights are more cost effective than a traditional street light and easier for developers or cities to deploy.
So what about ramping up this must be an enormous order. Can you fill it? I mean, do you have the capacity? Where are these produced?
So we have a bunch of partners here locally, as well as like across the country and in other parts of the world. But we're very confident in our supply chain. We, like everybody, had to jump through a lot of hoops during COVID and kind of go through that supply chain crisis, which we came out on the other side of really strong with our supply partners. I mean, we feel really comfortable in fulfilling orders like these.
So the latest I've seen from a release is that you have 7,300 streetlights out there right now. When we talk in a year, what's that number going to be?
I think that number will be over double next time we talk.
Wow. That's ramping up pretty quickly. Have you got other variations on this that you have in your back pocket?
Yeah, so we try to keep things really, really simple at StreetLeaf, and we really just try to optimize our products for the type of roads out there. So for D.R. Horton, it's a residential streetlight. Eventually, we want StreetLeaf systems on highways throughout the U.S.
That's fabulous. I can't wait to see it. Liam Ryan is CEO of StreetLeaf, a company you'll probably be hearing a lot more about. Congratulations on the big order.
Awesome. Really appreciate it,
David. Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.